Hey, welcome to the AI Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James. Today, we're going to be talking about how a SEO intelligence platform called Keywords People Use is using AI inside of their own business. And we'll share the exact steps that you can use in order to implement AI for yourself. Now, before I dive into that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company or just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI agent for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to gpt-trainer.com. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time-saving decision that you've made all year. Trying to set up AI on your own is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it's going to take you to get it finished just isn't worth it. It's 1,000 times faster and safer to hire professionals. Schedule a consultation today. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Today, I have with me on the show today, Ed Dawson, an entrepreneur with over 20 years of experience in the SEO space, who founded and sold one of UK's top comparison sites called brandband.co.uk. Ed is now the founder of the SEO intelligence platform called keywordspeopleuse.com and host of a podcast called SEO is Not That Hard. Here, Ed focuses on demystifying SEO by helping people answer the real questions their audience is asking. Hey, Ed, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ed, tell me a little bit, like, I mean, you've sold your previous company and then you started keywordspeopleuse.com and then you got the podcast. Like, walk me through that, like, just that process and walk me through kind of the background with both sides.
Well, like I say, you mentioned, I was in the SEO world for 20 plus years as a owner of a site. So our site, broadband.co.uk, was one of the major UK broadband comparison websites. So SEO was key to that. It's how we built all our traffic. We were all organic and we were monetized it with affiliate. You know, we were affiliate for all the major broadband suppliers. So I got that 20 years of experience. And then we sold it. We did a trade sale. One of our competitors approached us and we did a big trade sale in 2021. So after that, I was left in the position where I'm not ready to retire yet, but I've got all this knowledge that I want to share. Okay. And what can I do with it? And we got a process that we built up over the years, which was concentrating on creating content based on the questions people actually ask, you know, rather than trying to do tricks or, you know, do things like huge amounts of link buying, which we've done early days, but then we got killed by Penguin, the Google Penguin algorithm, which is famous in the SEO world. We had to change. We changed our business model. We went legit and we're like, it's going to be all around content. And we concentrated on the questions people ask. So rather than worrying about keyword volume and, you know, huge rooms of stats, we were just like, let's just answer the questions people have got. Part of that is then around how do you find those questions? So Keywords People Use was born of that. It's a tool that helps people find the questions that real people are actually asking online, because that's the content you need to create. So that's where Keywords People Use came in. And SEO is not that hard. It's sort of related to that, but it's a podcast where I just want to share my SEO knowledge with people. Obviously, part of it is a lead generator for Keywords People Use, because if I can demonstrate with my knowledge, my experience and the kind of things we've done through, you know, I find if you share with people, they're more likely to, you know, listen to your story, see where you've come from. And then it gives obviously the credibility with the tool. And we can say, here's the tool that can help you do that. So the two kind of work together. But SEO is not that hard. The podcast has kind of built a life of its own because we've got so many people listening to it now. We've done over 250 episodes and they're all kind of like short and actionable. And that's where we've got to today. And we've seen across that period when we first started that AI, you know, ChatGPT hadn't come out then. AI wasn't what it is now. We've seen the change over those 2-3 years, that the whole landscape's completely changed. And it's about taking advantage of that to do things that you couldn't do previously, and to just sort of, yeah, sort of reach new heights that you couldn't before in timescales that you couldn't before.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the podcast there. So the SEO is not that hard. Like, you started it, I mean, 250 episodes or nearly 250, like that's a lot of episodes. Like, why did you start it in the first place? And like, what impact was it making for, you know, especially with your wealth of knowledge, like you're bringing to the podcast, all these different perspectives, like walk me through that process of what happened there.
Okay. Well, part of it was frustration with not finding other people who are doing SEO podcasts that really give you, told you what to do or give you actionable knowledge. There's lots of SEO podcasts of people who've like, you know, they've built a great business, they've done really well, and they just talk about how well they've done most of the time. There's very little substance in there of how they actually got where they did. So I wanted to do something that was more actionable, more evergreen. So it wasn't like just little one-offs. The idea is that a lot of these podcasts you can go back to and listen again. Now, the landscape does change, you know, things do change over time, but a lot of the fundamentals have stayed the same for years and years and years. So it's about sort of sharing those in bite size, that, because they're only like 10, 15 minutes long on average. Sharing those little bits of knowledge so that people can actually listen to them and binge it. You know, it's essentially building up a binge bank. So we publish 3 times a week. And sometimes I'm on a, to be fair, I'm on a bit of a hiatus at the moment. So, cause everyone needs a break now and again, but I'm putting out the sort of the best of episodes at the moment, sort of three every week. So every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I'm actually getting as good list, if not better listening figures on these replays than back when they first went, because obviously we've got a much wider listenership now compared to that.
Yeah. That's awesome. And so I know you're using AI both for, you know, maybe a little bit on the podcast, even at keywords people use, but tell me a little bit more about like, what are you using AI for? And like, what challenge are you trying to solve with when using AI since you've been implementing it within your businesses?
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I mean, one thing is obviously content creation is really important for any business. If you're trying to draw in, you know, new customers and reach new people, it's all about content nowadays. Now, I found that with us, I'm really good at creating the podcast. That's my passion. I love creating the podcast. I hate typing stuff out. I've got all this stuff in here and I can speak it out quicker, much faster. And I enjoy doing that much more. And I enjoy that. I've been listening to podcasts for years and years and years. I've always really liked the medium. The written word, I've done it for years and years because we had to for broadband.co.uk and other sites who've done creating that content, but I find it quite laborious. So I now use it in a way where I'll take the podcast transcripts and then I'll get AI to repurpose them for me. So that might
tell me more about tell me more about that.
Yeah. So it might be in various ways. So I might take the transcripts and we will create a blog post from them and put it on to either a keywords people use or onto my own website. That's at eddawson.com. So I use it for that. I use it for LinkedIn posts. I also, because one flaw of my podcast, if anything, is it started off as a bit of a brain dump. So there was no real order to it all. Mm-hmm. But I got all these transcripts, which AI has created the transcripts through the podcast host I use it, and Descript, which I use for doing the podcast editing. It gives me those transcripts. So I pulled all those transcripts out and, you know, put them into a large language model, use Gemini, just put them all in. It was over 2 million words that I'd spoken over all those.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of books in there, I think.
Yeah. So I said to it, make sense of this, you know, because I've literally, this is my brain dump. This is everything I've got, but it was quite unstructured. Sometimes, you know, that my vocabulary might not be brilliant, or I might be a bit mumbled over it, but it's got all the information's in there. And I said to it, right, can you make sense of it? Can you sort of put them in an order? If you were to say to somebody, start at the beginning, where would you start? What can we do with this? And essentially we got to the process where it said, why don't you write a book? And it did an outline for me. And wow. I said, right, yeah, let's go through this. And we went through chapter by chapter by chapter. And I would okay the subjects that it was going to talk about in the chapter. And it would even reference which podcasts it was taking information from. And then it would go through, create a chapter. And in the canvas, I could then edit it. And I saved it all out. And it's over a 40,000 word book now. And it sounds like me, because it is me, because it's taken from my transcripts. It's got my turns of phrase. It's got my stories, my anecdotes. It's taken that. And it's all original. This is the key thing, because it's taken it from an original source, which is my podcast, which is me talking my experience. And it's just helped me accelerate that into a book, essentially, which is not available yet. It's still a work in progress.
Yeah.
But to get from that sort of jumble of knowledge and to actually make sense of it and make it something that I will be able to, and then, you know, I can use that in so many forms going forward. I can make it a series of blog posts. I can make it a series of new podcasts where I can say, here's a podcast course on SEO, and we can base it from that. And here's where to get, or put it on Amazon. Here's where to go and get the book. All those kind of things that that would have been just so much effort. I never would have done it before.
When you first started to gather, you know, all of those episodes and that content, and really kind of what you mentioned, like the brain dump, like what was going through your mind whenever you saw the capabilities of the AI taking all of your transcripts from your podcasts and then really feeding into the AI, and then from the AI it's developing out content, organized content for mm-hmm. social media posts, potentially for blog posts, but even mm-hmm. book writing. That's a big one, because I think there's a lot of people out there who have this book in their head and they're trying to get it on paper, but like for you to take, you know, original content, which is from your podcast transcripts, and then help outline that book. Like, what was that like when you were carving out chapter 1 and 2 and 3 and overview? Like what was going through your head during that?
In some ways, it's slightly scary. That, you know, I've got this and I've given it to this machine and it now basically can mimic me, those, especially around where it's got all my, you know, anecdotes, my stories, and it even sounds like me. It uses the turns of phrase that I use. It doesn't sound like, you know, like generic AI slop that, especially if you go back a year or two, like you could tell AI content really blatantly. It was like, actually, I could have written this, you know, it sounds like me. And that, So A, slightly scared, but B, like exhilarated in a way that actually I can do this, because, you know, I think loads of people, everybody's got a book in them. Everybody's got at least one book in them. And, you know, it was always a bit of an ambition to publish a book. Okay. But thinking, you know, I'm never actually going to get around to this, but it's actually helped me do that, because it's easy for people to sort of brain dump in the first place. And the fact the AI can help you organize that in a way that, okay, people could probably do by themselves, but would they take the time or have the time to do that? That's something that I've been really using it for. And in a similar way, I've used it for other things. So when we're speccing new work or new tools, new projects on keywords people use or in other projects, I now quite often will put my headphones on, have my iPhone, go for a walk, start recording a voice note, just talking about where I want to be, where I want to get with something, and just rambling to myself for half an hour, even an hour, about what I want this new tool to do, where I want to get, all the things. Then bring that back, take the transcript, give it to AI and say, make sense of my thoughts for me. This is what we want to do. And getting it to the point where actually this is something we can start to develop from. This is something we can build a product from. And it helps me work through those. So it's like, in a way, in that way, having like an intelligent PA following you around, scribbling all the notes for you, and then going away and then coming back with, here's what you said. Here's what, where should we go next with this?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. It's almost like I've heard reference like a second brain, like just, or advisor that can take what you're brain dumping and organize it. And this next question here, just kind of what comes to mind for you, Ed, but like both for your own personal use, maybe business use, even like carving out the book idea that you mentioned, like what types of like specific results do you feel like it made the biggest impact for you on, whether it's like time, money, perspective, vision you have for the upcoming, like walk me through that a little bit, if you would.
I mean, the time saving is unbelievable. That's one straight off the bat is time.
Like give me like hours. Like how many you think hours you think, like just talking, let's say the book, for example, like how many hours do you think that has saved you alone? Just from implementing this short process about with the transcripts.
I'm sure if I'd tried several times in the past to sit down to write a book, and you know, I'd never got past about 7,000 words, and that might have taken me, you know, days to get there. You know, a lot of it looking at a blank page.
Yeah. But you know, right.
So it's incalculable in terms of that. When it comes to things like responding to, say, sometimes you might get given a video, something you've got to watch through or, you know, demonstrate something. A lot of those times now, I will throw the transcript of that into AI and say, just tell me the high level of what's going on here. Tell me the key points. That can save hours at a time of having to watch stuff. So time, and also it's time to do things that you never would have done in the first place. So there's things that never would have happened because it would have taken so much time. So it's not just time saved. It's then you're creating things you never would have created. So it can accelerate creation and enable you to create things that you never, ever, ever would. For example, I've just literally launched today a little a little toy website, essentially. It's called quizmaster.ai, which is just like a little thing I'm playing with using an AI development tool, which just literally lets you create an AI quiz on any subject that you want and then share it with your friends. Okay. It's just a little demonstrator. And that's something I never would have found the time to do before. So it enables you to be creative in ways that you never could, because you can get things done before that. A, you wouldn't have the time to do, you don't have the money to do, or a combination of all of them. So enabling that extra creativity is something that I really value from it.
Yeah, that's amazing. I literally picture, like, if I'm like walking through a Disney theme park versus I'm just walking down the street in like a regular city. It's like the regular city is just, it's just common, or the forest, like it's just trees and, you know, butterflies, whatever. But the walking in Disneyland and seeing all the different perspectives and all the different like characters and the colors, like it like sparks my creativity naturally. And I almost see this the same way. It's like the AI is like walking you down this journey of creativity. So that way it gets your creative like juices flowing, going, wow, I didn't think about this. And oh, I did this, versus hitting that writer's block of creativity. Yeah. Going, I don't know where to start. You know what I mean? So looking into 2025, and obviously 2020, AI is going to change a lot of space, but for you at keywords people use, and even your podcast, like what are some of those maybe upcoming AI initiatives that you are foreseeing to happen? And what do you see AI playing maybe the biggest role in your operations, Ed, next?
Where's it going is sort of the $24 million question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wherever it's going to go there fast. I remembered when ChatGPT 3.5 came out and everyone was going, oh, we're going to write all our content with it now, and look at it and thinking, it's interesting, but it's quite rubbish. You know, the content was awful. Yeah. You know, the context windows are very small. You know, it was rubbish. Fast forward, 2 years? And it's quite amazing what it can do. It's the same with the development tools that you can use. You know, they were very basic, where you could say, I want a website that does this or a website that does that. And they would soon get confused, full of themselves, and break. Now, they've got larger context windows. They just do more and more and more. So I can see it, because the way it's going to go forward is I think people are going to become orchestrators more than they are anything else at the moment. You'll find yourself as a creator orchestrating different AI platforms, agents, whatever, to achieve the things that you want to do. And you're going to be finding yourself much more of an orchestrator between these things and as a creator. I mean, obviously, there's going to be plenty of people out there that just consume AI. And there's always going to, it's like with everything, you know, like there's always people who've consumed video that have never created one. There's people that consume a podcast, never created one. There's people that consume website content, they've never written anything. Most people are still going to be consumers, and they will consume a lot of AI stuff as well, but there's still going to be that need for the creators out there. And the creators out there, if you use the tools well, you are going to be able to create some fantastic things in such short order at such low cost, but you've just got to sit down and work with it and let it enhance your creativity rather than beat it down.
Yeah, absolutely. As we wrap up here, I definitely appreciate it. I think we had a really solid conversation today, and people listening would probably agree 100%. And where can people go to learn a little bit more about you, Ed, and then maybe about keywords people use, or even about your podcast that you'd recommend?
Yeah, the easiest place to find me is the podcast, and you just got to search for SEO is not that hard, because it's not that hard. You just need to know, what you did. Keywordspeopleuse.com is obviously our tool, and you can find about me more on there. But I would always suggest people go and listen to the podcast first, because you'll be able to learn so much more about me. And I talk about keywords people use on there. So yeah, I would say go for the podcast first. SEO is not that hard.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ed. It was great to have you on today, and I appreciate everyone listening in today. Again, if you are looking at implementing AI into your business, don't try and do it yourself. The time and stress that the AI could cause just isn't worth it. Hire the professionals instead. Schedule a call with GPT Trainer and let them build out and manage your AI for you. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Signing off for now. Have a great rest of your day, and looking forward to seeing everyone on the next episode of AI Chronicles.